Hey, hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi, and we are back for another week of Miss Michi 101. I'm so excited today because I have special guest Tamika Hall joining me. As you all see, she's beautiful, amazing. Okay. We're going to be talking with her today about all of the things that she has going on in her entrepreneurial journey, but the focus today is on She's Ready. So let's go ahead and jump in. Hey, Tamika.
Hey, I'm so hyped to be here. You are so dope. Like, it's just, it's such an honor to be here.
You too. Look, I was just telling her before we got to recording that I'm like, I was looking at everything that she has going on. You are the bomb.com.
Well, thank you. What I love is how two power women can be in the same space and we can celebrate each other. This is what people need to see. And so I'm so excited to just be here.
That's right. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump right in now. I mean, we can go ahead. I can go down the long list of things, but I always like to give my guests a chance to really let our viewers know, what it is that you do. So break it down for them, Tamika. Let them know.
I never do well with this, which is so bad, but I never do well with it. First and foremost, I'm unapologetically a woman of God. I'm a mommy, and my kids could care less about everything else I do, right?
Right.
But when I run, they never care. But when it comes to, just what I do as the CEO life, I am the CEO of I Worship 96 FM Radio. We're an international radio station, over 60 countries, 5 million listeners. God is amazing how that station was started with like $50, and the way that God just blew it up totally blows my mind. Yes. I'm also the founder and chief designer of Tamika Inc. We do graphics design with the Kingdom Touch, and our focus really is on publishing. Publish authors from all around the world. And then one of the beautiful things that we have going now is She's Ready deodorant capsules. So yeah, that's been the dream for the last 2 years. And so it's exciting that that has come to the forefront.
Yes, no, it's been amazing to see. If you all are not following her, which she's going to be giving you the information on how to follow, of course I have. So I'm looking on there. It's like, boom, bow, like we've got all of these people. And it's just, I really love with entrepreneurs how on our journeys, we are also helping others on their journey too. Because I saw the flyers. I was like, okay, I'm like, come through. I definitely, really love that. And, you named all of those things. With this show, we really try to, we highlight those entrepreneurs that are doing those influential things within the community. So what, which one of those entities was the beginning, like the start of your entrepreneurial journey?
Honestly, it was the book publishing. And it was because I started off as as an author. Okay. 2005, I published my very first book. I actually went through another company, never really thought about it as a business. Okay. And I was so disenchanted with how everything went. I didn't really have control over the way my book looked, how it was priced. And so initially, I just wanted to find a more economical way to have my books published. And I've never taken a class for graphic design or anything like that. It's always been a divine download. And that's where everything started. I spent $29 on the print shop, the Broderbund software back in 2005. Learned how to kind of design my book cover by trial and error. And then after that, the publishing company was kind of birthed. And then from publishing to design to marketing, because I didn't really know how to market, but also didn't have the money to pay for a publicist. So yeah. I learned all of those things. And it's just amazing how here we are, 2020. I'm working as a publicist for artists and record labels. And it's just like, man, God, this is because I didn't know how to do it. And it, like I said, was a divine download. But that's where everything started, was there.
I really can definitely identify with you as far as with, that's concerned. I know that when I started on my journey, it was only a couple years ago. People are like, how long have you been doing this? I'm like, since 2018. But I just, I couldn't really jumping into it. I couldn't really afford a lot of the things. They're like, you should have a marketing person. You should have this, you should have that. And I had to really learn how to do things on my own. I had to subscribe to, certain apps and just different things to develop how I wanted my business to look. And, most people, when you think about it, if they don't have the money or if they don't have the resources, they'll just stop. Just stop, you know, rather than really jumping in and kind of rolling those sleeves up and learning on their own. So I thank you for sharing that, you know.
But you know what's so amazing, even when you said about how some people are asking, well, how long have you been doing it? And you said, well, it hasn't been that long. It's amazing how God will literally speed up time for us, and he'll shorten our learning curve just because we were obedient and said yes to the process.
That's right.
And it's amazing because there are so many people I know that are even tuned in right now, and they have this great idea, but you feel like you're not worthy. You feel like you don't have the money. You feel like you don't have the audience to start. And sometimes all God needs for us to do is just say, okay, I'll do it. And then we do the research, and he brings people. He brings knowledge. He gives you divine download, and he literally speeds up time in your favor for you to explode.
All you have to do is say yes. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I've noticed a trend as far as since I've been doing Miss Michi one-on-one, where everyone is just like, just go for it. Because that's the first step. Like I felt like when I did it, you know, I ended up, like you said, all of these people and these resources really started to fall in my lap because I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying to progress. So, you know, it's amazing that with everything that you have going on that you share that experience too, because, you know, a lot of people don't really open up and talk about that part.
It's scary. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I know we're going to be talking about She's Ready, but I was really afraid to even start that because it's completely out of what I do. But just do it.
Yeah. And you know what? Well, look, while we're at it, let's go ahead and jump in. You know, I read your story as far as what, you know, really prompted you to start She's Ready.
Yes.
But like I said, you know, it's one of those things I think is going to be best coming from you. So, you know, first, let's just talk about She's Ready and what it's all about.
So I'm so proud about it. Every time I talk about it, and I mean, I'm just so honored to be here. And it brings tears to my eyes because long time coming. So She's Ready. It's a deodorant capsule. It's an internal deodorant capsule, 100% plant-based. There are no chemicals in it. You take one pill a day. You can actually take up to three a day. But when you take the pill, it literally eliminates bad breath, armpit odor, groin odor, feet. And yes, everything. And it is changing lives all around the world. It's been incredible how it's really changing people's lives. And so, It's for the person who wants to take a natural approach to, you know, good hygiene, but also for the person that has really suffered from really bad odor and not being able to really get ahead of it. It's the perfect solution for that as well. And so for me, it was born out of desperation. You know, the easiest way to describe it, when we sweat, we have these, you know, we have bacteria that lives on our skin that is so gross, but they do, and we can't do anything about it. And so what happens is when you sweat, the bacteria, they have a little party, you know, in your sweat glands.
You're like,
and they
break
they break down the sweat. And so some
that's
people,
what happens.
And the thing is, the odor comes from that process of them breaking down the sweat. So some people, it smells bad. Other people, it's really not an issue. So what this does is this is a deodorant, and it really goes to those places where it causes bad odor.
Okay.
And that's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works.
You know, I mean, I'm sure that since you've released She's Ready that you've heard a, you know, a great deal of response from people that do deal with those issues, because this, I'll be honest with you, Tamika, for me, when you say it like the feet, I'm going to get a bottle because I, you know, of course we clean ourselves, you know, shower, you know, daily, you know, you do that, but then you go to work and you're on your feet all day, or you've got all these different things going on. You know, what has been some of the reception that you've gotten back from people that bought the product?
And I'm telling you, and I'm like, I'm fighting back tears now because I'm going to tell you, Ms. Michi, this was a game changer for me. And so even when I had people in my corner that love me and they believe in me, even when they were like, Tamika, what are you talking about? Why would you think to do this? I was saying to them, this is going to be a game changer because it changed my life. You know, I was able to walk into a room and feel confident because for whatever reason, I've always had this fear that I would walk into a room and leave and there would be an odor behind. Because I've always said, look, if you put me in front of people, just let me speak. Give me 5 minutes with somebody. I'm gonna get them to believe in whatever I'm doing.
That's
but
right.
You don't want the impression when you leave to be like, yo, she's smart, but honey.
Right, like.
That odor though.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, people will talk. They are just.
They will. And you know, and so the response has been exactly what I felt, because when I what, you know, I put in the research. I was actually cold calling manufacturers and was like, listen, this is some of what I need, because I started researching different products that actually help us to smell better. And okay. I just started calling manufacturers. I didn't know if I could actually get something created, but I was just calling people all over the world, literally.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so when, and then I actually tested multiple products over the period of a year and a half.
Okay.
But when it actually worked, I remember standing in my bathroom and being like, you don't smell. And I was a choreographer and a dance teacher. So to dance for 6 hours a day teaching yeah. children, and there was no smell, was amazing to me. And so to have women from literally Japan, like if you go to the website, you'll hear one of our customers from Japan, to have customers in Jamaica and Canada, the Virgin Islands, all over the United States. And they're inboxing me and they're saying, you've changed my life. Or their family members are saying, yo, you helped my girl out. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
you saved my friend. Yeah, you yeah. saved my friend. You know, I actually had a lady when I, you know, because I kind of started with a cheeky video and I was like, I don't stink, you know, because I just, you know, and I actually had somebody reach out and say, listen, my friend has body odor. It is really bad. She showers all the time, but it's bad. Do you think this can help her? And to have people say, I've done everything. I've gone to the doctors. They wanted to, you know, prescribe beta blockers, and they wanted to do these different things, but your product helped and it worked. You know,
that is amazing.
The best feeling ever. And even though, you know, my audience is women, it's called She's Ready. You know, I say that it's that product that was created by a woman for women, but it's strong enough for your man. So we have men all over the world.
Yes.
They're loving this too.
So it's been gonna ask, like, was it just strictly, you know, for women, or if, you know, men were able to take advantage of?
Men can take this.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be afraid. You're not gonna grow breasts or something, man. Like, I don't have any estrogen inside of here. It is strong enough for a man, but you know, my audience, they're women, and that's who I empower. Okay. And so, of course, you know, I tell them, I'm like, listen, until we do the male version, you know, because I have a lot of women that are like, do He's Ready, and I'm like, first of all,
no,
I'm not going to do anything called He's Ready. That's too feminine. Like, yeah. What are we talking about? But until we do that.
What is He Ready for?
Right. Like, I'm just like, yeah, no, we're not. Like, that goes back to, remember back in the day when diva was like the catchphrase? And then you would see people doing, yo, this is for divas and divos. I'm like, that is so corny. Please don't ever do that again.
No.
You're never going to put me in that category.
Right.
So, but yeah. My God. Yeah, no, he's not ready. Okay.
You right. Know.
So.
No, now can I ask you, you know, a very personal question?
Absolutely.
You know, given how She's Ready, you know, just from what you're sharing with me, how it came to be, is it difficult for you, you know, because you were just featured on two magazines. I see you.
Right? I'm crazy. You know, yeah.
Is it difficult for you as you're sharing the journey with She's Ready to really open up about how the business was birthed?
Not anymore. No. Before I even put it to the forefront, I actually found myself asking God, are you sure that you want me to talk about this? Because I knew, at this point in my journey, I knew that people respond to realness and they respond to you being transparent.
That's right.
And I knew I couldn't just come out with the news and say, hey, I have some deodorant pills. No, I knew I was going to have to be very open and honest and be like, yo, I was the stinky kid in the room. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My story is one. It's amazing how so many of my customers, their story mirrors mine. Michi, I was taking showers 5 times a day.
Oh my
God. And it wasn't because that's what actually worked. Like for me, I was trying to figure out what is going to work for me that I don't have an odor. And I knew I had to get ahead of the odor.
Right.
And I understood, okay, when I sweat, this is what happens. So without having any scientific stuff behind it, I was just like, okay, well, I'll just shower every time I feel myself sweating,
right.
You know? And so as a gospel artist, you know, at one point, 5 years ago, if I would have come and sang at your church or what have you, I always had extra pair of clothes. I mean, yes. I carried my bathroom in my purse. And after I would sing, because I would be drenched with sweat, I would go and change, you know? And people just thought I was being a diva. And no, I didn't want to smell. So in order to not smell, I made sure that I stayed in front of it. So I always had clean clothes. I was always making sure that I stayed dry. So I was taking showers up to 5 times a day. I was washing up in between. And then what ended up happening was, which really was a blessing, even as painful as it was, I went through 8 months of having a bacterial infection.
Okay.
And we couldn't understand what it was. It was to the it got to the point where I was hemorrhaging, and my doctors, we couldn't figure it out. And I remember I'm very, you know, dramatic. And on the flip, I said to my doctor,
"You're not dramatic. You're expressive.
Not at all. You're not at all. Yeah." But I, you know, I said to my doctor, I was like, "I don't understand. I'm a clean woman. I shower 5 times a day." And she was like, "Are you kidding me?" And I was like, "No. And I wash up, you know?"
Right.
And she was like, "That's the problem. You're wiping away all the healthy bacteria in your body." Yeah. And so that really was the catalyst for me saying, "Okay, God, she's telling me I can't shower every day, but that was my solution."
Yeah. And but like, what can I do now?
Yes. I mean, it got to a place where it was almost like a 5-step program, and I'm not even being funny about it. I had family and friends that I actually had people that were like my sponsors, where when I felt like I wanted a shower, I would call them and say, "I feel like I need a shower." Yeah. And they would be like, "Don't do it." You know, and at the time I was married, and if my husband was around, I would say to him, "Do I smell?" And he would be like, "Girl, no." You know what I mean?
Like, "You good. You good."
I literally had to wean myself off of showering. Yeah. And so in order to do that, I did a lot of research about body odor. And that was the catalyst for it. And so in order to make this come about, I had to get past myself.
That's right.
And I had to push past what felt embarrassing to me, because I understood that women, we don't talk about this. As women, we're taught
to say that to me.
Yeah. We're taught to be polite.
Yeah. It's taboo, or, you know, or it's just like, you know, there's been times where everybody, if you go to work at some type of job, you have gone into the ladies' room and been like, "Okay, what herd of cattle has been in here? What's going on?" But I mean, you know, it's something that we've all dealt with at some point in time, but it's taboo to talk about.
Like, and even, you know, and it's nothing against our moms, our grandmothers, aunties, it's nothing against them, but you just don't talk about it. We're taught to be polite. You're taught to look nice. You're taught to, you know, you're taught to smell nice. But what happens when you can't smell nice and you're trying to, right? And so I was like, we have to have this conversation. Absolutely. It's time to have the conversation. And so for me, it was almost like when I was like, "God, are you sure it's me?" And he was like, "Well, why not you? You're okay with being radical for me. I've already dealt with people that were naysayers. I've already dealt with people that ridiculed me for being radical for Christ." So he's like, "You've dealt with all the pain of that.
What, get through this.
What's this? Yeah, what is this?" And I haven't experienced anything negative. It's literally only been women and men saying, "Can you please tell me how to get it?" And so I'm so excited that God allowed my pain to be really my purpose.
That's right.
Right now in my life.
You have a great testimony. I mean, I ask my entrepreneurs that come on the show this question, and you know, you've tapped on a few things. You know, in your journey, what can you say have been some of the challenges, you know, that you faced? Just, you know, outside of She's Ready, but just overall your entire journey.
Some of my journey was money, right? I used to be afraid of money. I used to be afraid of the lack of money. And then God started telling me, you got to use what's in your hands, right? Some of my biggest hangups, they've been myself. I was not always a good businesswoman. I was not always good with customer service. I didn't want to talk to people. I was afraid of people. I was afraid of confrontation, right? Okay. If I wouldn't have conquered that stuff, there is no way I'd be able to do what I do now. Some of the other biggest hangups, it's been that I was really afraid of people. People didn't like me, but I wanted to be liked, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had to recognize within myself those things that were a turnoff to people. And a lot of that was insecurity within myself. Yeah. And so
We all have them.
And definitely. I think what a lot of us entrepreneurs struggle with sometimes is you want so badly for people to understand that you're good at what you do. And so when you don't know how to communicate well with people, you lead with your credentials. And I used to do that a lot. I used to lead with, "Well, I can do this for you and I can do that for you." Wanting to really be helpful, but people were turned off by that.
Yeah.
So that was some of the biggest hang up. And within that, being totally misunderstood, right? You know, I used to be totally misunderstood, but I had to get to the place where people didn't have to understand me. You didn't have to like me, and it was totally okay with that. And once I began being okay with myself, I was able to present myself totally different to the world. It was a beautiful thing. And once you understand that everybody's not going to like you, everybody's not going to like your product, you will find yourself accelerating a lot faster than trying to be a people pleaser and accommodate everybody. So those were some of the hard things that I had to overcome, but I can't believe it. the very group of people that I used to think I didn't like, women, yeah, is who God put me here to empower.
That's right. It's so crazy. I you know, with you saying that, I'm thinking about like my own journey as I've come along. And when I first started, it was like, okay, you know, I want people to like me. I want people to like my show. But I, you know, the minute that I was like, okay, you know what, whoever's going to ride with me is going to ride with me. And whoever is not, that's okay. You know, this is the thing, people, and I tell my clients that I work with, I'm like, look, people see what you're doing. You might only get 3 likes on your post, but then you go and check your analytics and 576 people have seen what you do. They see what it is that you're doing. All you can do is continue on your mission and do the things that you were called to do. And the people will come, you know?
Yes.
Everybody always wants, I think, and you know, you tell me if this has been a part of your journey too, you want your inner people to really like and identify and share the things you have going on. But I'll be honest with you, the people that I've met, how my business has expanded, it has been due to people that I didn't even know. I had no affiliations with them.
Michi, let me tell you, this is what I say to everybody. If every person that you knew bought your product, pushed share, pushed like, still wouldn't be a millionaire.
Right.
So why are you so focused on, man, my church family didn't support me the way that they should have supported me. Right. Honestly, even my spouse, my mom, my dad, my aunts, my grandma, if everybody that you knew supported you, you still wouldn't be able to pay your mortgage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's true. You have to get to the place where, you know, it's like, look, I love the fact that you guys are supporting me, but even if you don't, I have to connect to people that are outside of that. That's so, yeah, right. So important.
Oh, that's a word, Tamika. Woo, let me find out she preaches on here. Okay.
Honey, I'm a preacher's kid. It's an occupational hazard.
It's in me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know, with everything that you have going on, you know, you are a mom, you know, you are media mogul, all of these things. How do you personally stay motivated?
I know it's going to sound so cliche. It's a couple of things. I know what it's like to not be able to put food on the table for my children. Mm-hmm. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to literally be starving. I know what it's like to not be able to pay the gas bill. And so I'm heating the house with a kerosene heater and waking up every 2 hours to make sure that the kerosene doesn't burn out. And it's the fear of going back to that.
That's right.
Keeps me motivated. Yeah. I have 4 children, you know, two of my boys, they were inherited, okay, in my past marriage, but I have 2 girls bonus that I babies. Gave birth to. Yeah. Those are my bonus babies. I don't call them my stepkids. Those are still my babies. Yes. I'm so proud of them. But I have 2 girls that I birthed, and I want them to see what it's like to have a strong mother who has gone through a lot of pain, but like, it's one of the things like, yo, when I'm gonna tell you what excites me. I know what it's like to have to buy generic because
right.
I couldn't afford anything else. Right. Do you know, it feels so good to be able to walk into the store and be like, I want Fruity Pebbles. I don't want Fruity Stones or whatever we would call them. I mean, it feels so good.
A lot of people that are going to, you know, that are watching this, they're not, you know, people, this is the thing to me. A lot of people like to play like they always
right
get everything together. And, you know, the biggest thing is being transparent. Like for me, I've gone through financial woes. You know, I'm
yes.
like, man, you know, I'm like, I've been broke before.
Broke.
It's like, you cannot hide from those things because honestly, those experiences is what molded us and what pushes us today. You know?
Yeah, people don't understand that at the moment that, oh my God, I'm probably going to cry. Y'all got to forgive me.
That's okay.
At the moment that people were hating on me the most, I was wearing clothes from high school. At the moment when people couldn't stand me the most, mm-hmm. I was hiding bald spots in my hair
right.
because I couldn't afford to put, you know, I couldn't afford to get my hair done.
Right.
So it was one of the things where it was like, either you get your hair done or you go buy this ramen.
Don't
but it's like, yeah, it's like either you buy kerosene or you go get your hair done. Or it's either you, you know, go get your hair done, or you got to go and buy some ramen noodles and you got to try to make it do what it do.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean? Right. It's like at the, it's like, you never know what people are going through. You know, I was going through that, but I was running my radio station. Like, people don't understand.
They never knew.
Yeah. I was running a radio station, but I was sitting outside of my McDonald's using their free Wi-Fi because I couldn't afford Wi-Fi that month. You know what I mean? It's like the people that you think that you can't stand the most are probably the ones that can inspire you the most. And they're the ones that God is going to really use their testimony to propel them forward. It's like, you know, when I go and I look at my closet of wigs, I'm so grateful because I'm like, I wear wigs today because I just want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at a time, you know, there was a time where I legit could, like, and the wig was busted on top of that, but it was like, it's all I could do.
That's right.
And you know, I had shoes that were ran over, and I tell one of the girls at the church that I used to go to, I'm like, you didn't know that when you gave me that pair of shoes, like, she ended up giving me one day, she just showed up with like 6 pair of shoes at church.
Yeah.
She had no idea that my shoes were so run over that one of the heels I was walking on, I could feel it. Like, you know, when that heel is bending,
You're like, this is about to be some chaos here if I don't get this off my foot.
Yeah, so thank God for dance background, because I knew how to walk on the balls of my feet, because if I took the wrong step, that heel was probably going to break. But God put me on her mind.
Yes.
And she brought me some shoes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're right. We don't know everybody's story. And so it's like, when I think about that, I get so motivated because I'm so grateful that even in the midst of that, my kids never went hungry. We laugh about the fact that, girl, I had every box of hamburger helper there was. We had all of them. Honey, I was proud of that hamburger helper, and I would sprinkle a little, you know, Parmesan cheese on it, honey.
Right. We pumped all it up, okay?
But it's like, I can buy salmon for my kids today. Right. That is what motivates me. I don't care whatever clothes God gives me. The fact that I can feed my kids, the fact that I was so excited the other day, my daughter wanted this pair of Nikes. It may seem small to somebody, but the fact that I could just say, girl, you know, and I was just complaining just to complain.
Right.
I was so excited to be able to be like, let's go.
I'll get it now.
Okay.
You have a powerful story, and I'm keeping it together, but I just thank you for sharing that, because, you know, for me, this is what the show is about. You know, you are influential. I mean, before I knew some of these things that you shared with me today, just on your own, you know, I'm a God-fearing woman too. I'm working on my relationship with the Lord every day, but you know, having even a business within that realm is difficult, you know, and you had all of these other adversities that you, you know, have gone through. And I thank you for sharing that, because it's powerful to, you know, people, a lot of times when they make it and when they are at a place where they don't have to worry anymore, they try to forget about that. But, you know, those are the things that put us right where we need to be. So I thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Definitely. I'm giving you an air hug right now. you know, I want to know, you know, along, you know, your journey, because look, you've had a heck of a journey. What's been the biggest lesson that you can pull from everything that's happened so far?
I think the biggest lesson is that everything that I thought was a failure was really a lesson. Like, it actually was a lesson.
Yeah.
I have failed in business 9 separate times. I mean, 9 separate businesses that were started, launched, failed. At one point, I was handcrafting my own lip gloss, and I had my own Bath and Body line. We were in 6 different Sears stores, like all up and down the East Coast. You know, God really had opened doors. But the lesson in that, I didn't know how to properly scale my business. I didn't know how to, you know, I was so busy. When I would get orders, I was trying to take care of the household. And for me, it was difficult for me to take in that money, put it in its own business account, and only use it for business. And so I really lost that business because I couldn't keep up with the demand. But if I would have, and I know it now, you don't spend that money out. You know, that money comes into the business. The business is its own thing. That was a lesson learned. You know what I mean? I also learned from that, though, because at one point the regional manager from Sears was like, calling me, we want to put your stuff on the website. Like, you know, and then I was so broken up about feeling like I had failed. I couldn't pick myself back up. I also have learned that you are not an island, you know? And so there is a time for us to have help, but even with us having help, we have to make sure that we're seeking out the proper relationships, because I've connected to people that made me feel like crap. And because of that, my confidence was shot. So who you connect to is important, you know? Everybody does not need to know what you have going on. I don't care who it is. It could be your best friend. You still don't have to share everything. We block our own blessings by telling everybody our business. And sometimes it's not their business to know. You know what I mean? So these are lessons that I learned within my failure, because I've had good friends, people I would have called best friends, some I would have called sister, that I told them a dream or a goal that I had. And because they had money, they had resources, they were able to go and produce what I wanted to do within months of me saying it to them, and then had the nerve to hire me on to come and help.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And so, but again, I've heard that so many times.
Yeah. I've heard that so many times that you will literally, you know, you're trying to just let them know this is something, this is a vision that I have.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's heartbreaking, because, you know, I know for me, you know, one of my struggles that I've had, you know, being in business is it is very hard to trust anyone else. I mean, especially, and you know, you're in media as well. You know, you cannot trust everybody in media. Everybody does not have your best interest at heart.
Yeah. So
you have to keep a lot of things to yourself, but then you're also encouraged to have mentors and people that you go to that can help you out. So, you know, it's
absolutely
a crossroads of what to do.
And then what you also learn, even within that space, is that you start to learn who God has called you to be. So one of the other lessons I've learned is that God has called me to be a trendsetter. So while people were hating on me in the past, God said, you're just above the curve. You're in front of the curve, and that's where I've put you. And so God showed me, I've called you to be the person who creates paths.
That's right.
I've called you to be the person that is a purpose pusher for other people. So the reason why everybody that connects to you wants to do what you do, and they think that it's easy, is because I've put that in you. So I have learned how to guard things that God has given to me. And I've come to understand that there are going to be a lot of people, because people take everything. They take my words. They take the format of what I do. But even when sometimes it can be annoying, God said, what are you mad for? I called you to do that. Yeah. Now lead with it. So with doing that, even in my business now, with the She's Ready, God said, you're a purpose pusher. You are a leader. You empower people. Now empower the people. So when I had other people that wanted to connect and say, hey, listen, just give us your inventory. We'll ship it out for you. We'll be your call center. God said, no, people need to talk to you, because you empower people.
That's right. Right? That's right.
And so, you know, within every lesson, every failure is a lesson, you know? Yes. And I've learned that in the failure, I learned about, like I said it before, I was not always a good business person. I was not always good with the money. Yes. I was not always good with customer service, but I had to learn, you can't be afraid to talk to people. No. And so, yeah, those have been some of the lessons.
That, I mean, you know what? My other question I was going to ask was like advice that you can give to aspiring entrepreneurs, but you really wrapped it up. and you know, with that last question, I mean, you dropped gems throughout this entire, you know, sit down that we're having that I think that is going to be a blessing to anyone that is listening in, because I mean, I'm inspired. I'm like, I got some other stuff I want to do.
if I could drop just one more thing to answer that question, what I would say is, whatever it is that God has given to you, do it afraid. Mm. Do it afraid, you know? And I know we've probably all heard it, but it really is the truth. You know, you can see it all throughout the Bible, you know, when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and to free his people, he was afraid. He didn't have everything that he was supposed to have. He didn't necessarily speak well, right? Like, how many of us have said, but God, I am not the one to do this. And he's like, yo, you're the very person to do it. So do it afraid. You know, God sent Esther before the king. And a lot of us look at that and we're like, oh, well, that was her husband. No, there was still a protocol.
Yeah.
That when you go in front of the king, you can't just walk in there and go before him. You have to be summoned, you know? And what did she do? She fell on her face. She prayed and she asked God for favor. And she went in there afraid. I'm sure she went in there afraid, yes. but she prepared herself. So you can do it afraid, but prepare yourself. Be ready for it. Be focused. Be strategic. Keep your conversations and your relationship vertical. It's you and God. So that when you do go in front of people, God will give you favor.
Yes. Yes.
This is a space of unprecedented favor. This is a space of uncommon blessings. God is looking for people who are willing to do uncommon things and to take unprecedented measures to get there. So whatever God's telling you to do, do it afraid. And he's going to blow your mind.
Ooh, thank you. That is a word. That is a word today, because fear, I mean, let's be honest. We all know somebody that's got a great idea. They've got something that they want to do. They may have even felt comfortable enough to share it with you in detail, but fear is the exact thing that's stopping them from going to the next level or even just starting in the first place. So Tamika, you have blessed my life today. I just, okay, you know, the last thing that I want to ask you about is, you know, what are some things that you want to do that maybe you haven't tapped into yet?
I really wanna launch a clothing boutique. I wanna have my own clothing line.
I see your outfit.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, I love clothes and I would love to, I don't know, just that clothing line that just makes women feel really beautiful. Right. So I'm trying to figure out how we can launch all of that within She's Ready. I don't know what that's gonna look like, I've actually seen where somebody else did that. But I'm just waiting in, and I always just kind of wait for the inspiration that comes from God, where it's kind of like, okay, that makes sense to do it. But that is what I hope is next.
You let me know, because I got some sunglasses. You know, I have a sunglasses collection. So I'll send you a few pair to pair with that for the picture.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Hey, look, you got to do it. I mean, you know, I just want to let you know that I am personally so inspired, and I, you know, you shared so many things on here, and you know, I love when things can really get personal, so I thank you for that.
Thank you,
everyone that's listening. I mean, you know, it's a blessing for you. So Tamika, let them know how they can follow you and, you know, support, listen to the radio station, and buy the She's Ready deodorant pills.
Yes, thank you so much for that. So please go to tamikahall.com. that's really the hub of everything when it comes to me. You can find me on all my social media at I Am Tamika Hall with the number one behind it. Okay. I Am Tamika Hall One. Believe it or not, there's a white girl with the name Tamika Hall. Like, it was, yeah, it was crazy. So anyway, we had to put the one behind it.
Look, I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah. So when I tried to get it years ago, I was like, oh, okay.
Right, like, okay, Tamika.
That's what I said. I said, okay. Well, right. I love it. And then when it comes to the radio station, go to iworship96.com. We are on 24/7. Great music to make your head knock. Yes, all day long. If you're looking to have a book published or you need some type of marketing and PR, go to Tamika Inc., I-N-K, like the ink pen.com.
Yes.
And finally, if you're looking for the She's Ready deodorant capsules, either for you, somebody that you know and love, go to she'sready.co. Okay. And that's where you'll be able to find that. And I would love to connect with you guys. I'm personable. I would love to talk to you. Hit me up.
Yes. Oh, look, this won't be our last time. I'm like,
no.
Is She's Ready having an event? Like, did you do a launch event already? Or was
not yet, because I wanted to do it, but we're planning something in either the end of September, beginning of October. So I'll definitely let you know, because we want it to be just a really dope empowerment type of event for women. I'm telling you, I got some things planned out. So yeah, I'm really excited about it.
You make sure you keep me in the loop.
I will, for sure. For sure.
Miss Misha does press too. So we got to get the word out about, yes. You know, She's Ready. I know it's out there, you know, Q is taking care of things, but you know, definitely just want to continue to support you, because you know, you're helping so many people, especially with women, because look, this is the thing, ladies, if you are listening, okay, and you know, when you get up sometimes, you'd be like, things ain't a little bit right. We need you to go ahead. Don't be ashamed. There's a product for you now. Because Tamika, let's be honest. This is the thing. You know when it ain't all right.
You know when it isn't.
You know it.
We know it. So it's like pretending like it's not there does not make it go away.
Exactly.
And so what I would say is, like, you know, for some people, because I always get the folks that are like, well, I don't have an odor problem. I'm like, but do you wear deodorant? And then they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, then just, you know, right. So you might only need to take one pill a day, but then you don't have, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't wear deodorant at all. Okay. Even when I was teaching dance, I don't have to wear deodorant because it is a natural deodorant. So right. Some people may have to take 2 a day. Who cares? Like, I mean, if that's the issue, this is the solution. You know, it's like, because like you said, honey, sometimes it'd be like, whoa. Okay. Yeah, so handle it.
I'm like this. Okay. I was like, well, let me go and get it together. I need to freshen up.
you just take it when you eat your breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, however many times you need to take it. And I mean, walk around confident.
They got to add it to their daily routine. Look,
it's like a vitamin.
With some vitamins. Everything is too much going on, and we need to make sure that we are taking the best care of ourselves from the inside and out. So
absolutely.
Yes. They definitely need to shop with that. We're going to go ahead and wrap up. As you all know, it's your girl, Miss Michi. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Miss Michi. I know you see it. MZMETCHI. Make sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company at the BP Media Co. on all social platforms. We'll be back next week. But you all make sure that you check out Tamika. She's thebomb.com. And we're signing off until next time, everybody. Bye.